do you want to kind of start off and hopefully they'll come on before we have to make any decisions or anything like that? Ben?
I think that it's good to have Paul start giving us some report of at least the stuff he'd like to go over.
Yeah, I can make some notations if it's going to require any kind of a vote or a motion or anything like that. Paul, you want to go right ahead then? Does anyone object to that?
I don't.
Okay.
Who all am I speaking with? Is this just Ben?
Okay, let me just say who we have online right now. Okay, Vance Green, Bob Allen, Ben Clarkson, Shauna Cox, Linda Alderman, Paul Brayton, and myself, John Southwick. Did I miss anyone? Okay. I think that's it, Paul.
Sounds good.
So what we'll do right now is if you want to go ahead and go to the caretaker report, because I know you're short on time, and then...
I'm glad we got to meet, because I just wanted to tell everybody the cabins are opening up pretty smoothly.
Good.
With the exception of cabin one. I don't know if any of you guys stayed in cabin one last year. There was low water pressure.
There was low water pressure, plus we need to replace the water... Was it the water heaters in there?
The water heaters, there's a little bit of work up there. The water system, there was a valve that was buried that was faulty. So in order to pump water and to keep the water in the tanks, I had to dig out a valve and replace it.
You pump water up to the tanks and everything's good there, right?
Right, yeah, we're pumping water. The cabins are open. They're clean. They're ready to go. And I think we're a week early, which I'm pretty happy because last year at this time we were kind of slammed to try and get them open.
Well, yeah, so they're brand new then. Who do we have?
Hello, it's Ed Belinsky.
Ed, all right.
Hi, Ed. Yay.
Now we have a quorum. Ed, what we're doing right? Well, let me tell you who we have. We have Vance Green, Bob Allen, Ben Clarkson, Shauna Cox, Linda Alderman, Paul Brayton, and yourself, and myself, John Southwick. So what we're going to do, because Paul's short on time, he's kind of just given us his caretaker report. And he just started, and he says the cabins are opening fine. So go ahead, Paul.
Cabins are opening fine, with the exception of cabin one. And like I said, last year there was a problem with low water pressure. I found some rocks in the water line right at the valve, put the rocks out, replaced everything, turned the water back on, and there's still kind of low water pressure. So while I'm in there redoing the hot water heaters, I'm just going to redo the plumbing on that side all the way through. It's all old copper pipe. Shouldn't be too hard. Just put in some PEX. I got all the fittings in the PEX pipe. So that's what I'm going to do. But other than that, I have some bug spray. I just got it yesterday, and I don't know everybody did in the past as far as spraying for bugs. Does anybody know?
Are you talking about ants, or are you talking about beetles?
Spiders, ants, wasps. I got some spray. It comes in a gallon jug, and you just kind of go around the windows and around the floorboard.
Is it outside interior, or outside and inside, or just
outside inside? I mean, it's basically the total coverage. What did in the past did the ranch call somebody to come out and do all the cabins? I mean, what?
Oh no, I'm sure we didn't call anyone out. That falls in your line of work.
Right. Well, what I did is I bought five jugs of it, and I should be able to cover everything. But going through all the cabins, Nancy, I think it was a month ago, she bought some window coverings dirt cheap. And, so we're going through the cabins, cleaning them up, stiffing them up, taking down the old drapes that are hung on by branches and molding, and putting up some nice, decent window coverings. And I'm telling you, it's a night and day difference. It looks so nice there in the cabins. Kind of warm and welcoming.
Good.
But another thing I had is we ordered, and I this was a few months ago, but we ordered three refrigerators for cabin 1, 6, and 9. And AmeriGas delivered them, but they also delivered 2 used refrigerators that were taken into AmeriGas a year and a half ago. Now,
right, they were supposed to do some work on them. I remember that now, yeah.
Right. Well, if I would have known that there was 2 there, we probably wouldn't have ordered 3. But
so now we have a backup.
Now we
Hello?
Have backups. Hello?
Yes.
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
I called AmeriGas as a result of that refrigerator thing. And I told him, you know, had we known you had 2 good working refrigerators down there, we would not have ordered 3 brand new ones. And she stammered a little bit and was a little embarrassed. And I said, I wish we would have known, because that's quite an expense. I said, it's the refrigerators are already installed, so we can't give you back the new ones. But if there's anybody that is looking for a used refrigerator, we would probably certainly like to sell them. We may save one back, but we would probably like to sell them. So I opened that avenue if that's what you want to do. There may be people out on the ranch. We could put it on the newsletter, which has been really, really successful, by the way. We're getting a lot of really good comments back from them. We could put it out on the newsletter that we have a couple of refrigerators that we'd like to sell that are made to go with propane and so on. So I did, I let them know we were not happy about that happening. I said we had no idea they were there. I wish you would have told us. What I told him was that one, Paul had one that was not working and asked, and he was going to bring it in so that they could look at it. And so I told her that one that Paul, you know, brought in, you could bring it back out with the others and help us install that. So.
Right.
I didn't know about those other 2 at all.
Along those lines, I mean, I try and keep pretty good notes on the things that I do and the things that I take
sure.
in. And I know there's quite a bit of people that have an eye on everything that's out here. I just want the board to know that I had no idea about those 2 refrigerators.
No, I know. And you know what? We just lost track of those. And that's, once again, that's a continuity thing, continuity issue that we have to address with. And,
I mean, that's a $2,000 mistake.
Recoup. We'll regroup. It's not going to be, I'm sure we'll find a place for them or, well, I guess like Linda says, we can probably sell them. But I'm sure to have a backup is not a bad idea.
It won't hurt at all.
It won't hurt. I think.
Yeah, you don't know when they'll go out.
I just want the board to know that I'm keeping an eye on some of this stuff so we don't make these mistakes again.
That's
good.
That's what we need to work on. And obviously, you know, we could definitely use the $2,000 elsewhere, but we'll figure it out. And they won't go to waste, believe me.
Okay.
But any other Paul or Ben or Shauna, any thoughts on that?
I think that part of what Paul's putting together in an inventory and a written thing and just keeping track of it, some of these things slip through the cracks, which is misfortunate, but at this point, to keep it as a backup and use it, we'll move forward.
All right. That's about all I have for cabins. I mean, with little money, last year we had no budget to put into the cabins. This year, we're kind of looking at it as we have no budget for cabins, but we're kind of putting a few dollars in each cabin, and it's really looking sharp. Nancy's been working hard at getting all the linens cleaned up and the laundry shed straightened up and organized and clean linens, clean blankets, comforters, everything clean. When people pay for linens and they're charged for linens, and they go out there and the blanket's dirty, that doesn't look too good, especially when they're paying for it. So we're trying to get everything clean.
Excellent.
What did we ever come up with on a refrigerator, on a washing machine?
Thank you for mentioning. I have a washer and dryer again now, and I will, Paul,
somebody already donated to us. It was Bob Becker donated to Nancy and myself a stackable washer and dryer. And it's going to be installed on the 29th, I believe.
Okay.
The reason I haven't installed it yet is there is a load, and I've mentioned this before. There's a load down there on that outlet. It's a 40-amp load, and I have no idea. I don't like electricity. I've been electrocuted before.
Is it 220? Is it 220?
Yeah.
I can solve that if you guys want. You have a minute? When I brought this up with Barbara, and what that is there's heat tape under there, and she verified it. So
I just don't know how to disconnect it.
That box in the wall there behind, you know, where your wardrobe used to be, you should see a wire going down out of that. I don't remember if we ever went that far with it, did we?
No, I opened it up when Nancy pulled it out, pulled everything out of there. I opened it up and I couldn't see anything in the outlet.
Well, she doesn't remember any more about it other than that it's there, and it got used. She remembers, you know, when she was out there and it was cold, they used it. And I think that previous managers used it occasionally, but with things have improved to the point where you shouldn't need it much anymore. However, the darn thing is still hooked up. and without, I haven't had time to crawl out there and look for it, but that's
right.
You know, either that, well, Paul,
I crawled under there. I tell you,
rather than that, why don't you just run a new wire to that box in that piece of PVC they got stapled to the outside?
Well, there's somebody I forgot. Brent told me who.
Excuse me, Vance, Brent, yeah. Paul, everyone.
Yes.
Hold up a second, okay? We have to keep on track, okay,
right,
on the meeting.
Okay.
So
I'll get back to you on this, but bottom line is
right,
we can get that disconnected and get your laundry hooked up.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
I appreciate
Bob Becker for donating that. I also do have a stackable washer and dryer, too. I have it back in my possession, so I'll get it out
great
there, too, so we can probably
great
get two of them going. Anyway.
That's all. That's really all I have for cabins. Roads. Larry Meltzer is not going to be grading roads. He worked all winter and he's kind of taking a break and he's kind of expressed no interest in grading. He did, however, grade a little bit of Broad Hollow out towards Slide. But I've been around the ranch and I've asked other people that have been in some places. It doesn't look like there's going to be need for much grading. I know there's some areas back in Slide in the back of Crawford up by lots, you know, the 40s and 50s. But it shouldn't. I don't know if we're going to expend that. If we're going to spend all the budget that was allotted for grading.
Okay. And Ben, you thought you had maybe you were going to find somebody or.
Yeah, I think that we can look into it if Meltzer is not going to be able to and find somebody that can do what little needs to be done. But
well, I can do what little needs to be done. It's not a big deal. I honestly want to, you know, looking at the budget, we're kind of cut short. And if we can get away with not spending any of that, I'm happy. How about you?
Yeah, I think if Paul can do what needs to be done here and there, and the main thing is watching the weather and hitting it with some moisture in the ground,
right,
so that it improves it doesn't and without making it worse, and let's see how it works.
Yeah, and having someone out there at the ranch is ideal because, you know, if we have to get someone to come in from outside of the ranch and it's going to take time and money.
Yeah, let's plan on Paul this year.
Okay, that sounds good.
I agree.
Okay. Okay.
Now, there was question about that. If I do that on my own time, can I do that on ranch time? Is that okay?
Let me see. Well, you can do it on ranch time, but if you do it on your own time, you'd probably be compensated somehow. Wouldn't you think, Board?
I would prefer just keeping it on ranch time and keeping it to a minimum this year, and so that the budget, either way, we put the money towards other things.
That's kind of what I was leaning towards, doing it just kind of whenever I get a chance. There was somebody who said something about, you know, me getting paid for it, which I get paid to to live here, and it's great. But if I can get that taken care of without us spending any money, I think we can benefit from that.
I don't think you'll get any argument from the board.
Okay, sounds good. I didn't really have much. I've just been super busy getting the cabins going, getting ranch headquarters cleaned up. I mean, the lawn's green, the trees are blooming. We're ready to start the season.
Okay, there's some fencing. We're going to talk about fences. That also came up in an email, and I'm going to go through some of the emails later on in the.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that. Hello?
I forgot the...
Hello, this is John Harris. Sorry I'm late. I just got home from work.
That's fine, John. I'm glad you're here.
John, good to hear from you.
Hi, John.
Hi,
John.
Would you refresh your computers and see if you got that report?
Say again?
Okay.
Update
what's
your
happening,
computer.
What's happening now, John, is Linda is resending some financial information out. And those of you who have computers that you're nearby, if you want to check your emails and see if you got that, I'd appreciate it. I'm not near my computer, so I won't be able to right now.
I'm not near mine either, thank you.
Okay. we'll rely on the others. John, as far as board members, we have Ben, Shauna, Ed, yourself, and I.
All righty.
Absent are still Dustin and Dave Sills. Dustin Hollis and Dave Sills.
All righty. Very good.
Okay. Paul's just going over. We're giving Paul the opening shot here because he's limited on time. Someone's going to check in the next few minutes. So he's limited on time.
Okay.
And everything seems to be going pretty good.
I'm glad you mentioned something about the fence. That was something else that I did. Dale had mentioned something about the longhorns coming in or some kind of grazing on the wet meadow. And so he asked me if I would be willing to walk that fence line in the wet meadow. And Jeremy and I spent some time. We got a lot of the – well, it's all done. Let's put it that way. It's ready to go.
It's ready to go. Good. That's good to hear.
And there a few months ago, I think it was Ben that gave me that grazing map, and I've been kind of taking little chunks and doing a little hiking and checking all that fence line. So I'm thinking I might have a lot of it done by the annual meeting, just like I said.
Okay, sounds good. The other area that, we'll cover some of the other areas once we get into that. Okay, is that it for your caretaker report, Paul?
That's it. I think that's what I'm supposed to be doing out here. So that's, you gave me this priority list, and I've been kind of taking pieces out of it and doing what I can.
What we'll need to do is revisit that priority list and update it and... And since our last meeting, also, didn't we have that culvert situation taken care of, or was that before the last meeting?
Was it that was
during March? During the middle of it,
During the middle of it. Since the last meeting. How'd that work out, Paul?
We do not have an update from Linda.
I haven't received a bill yet from it, but it's all done. And the situation I was faced with was... there was talk of Phil Hall.
The road was washed out, and it needed the culvert work, right? Well, actually, it needed some rock put in there. And
the road was going to wash away. And if somebody took a trailer up there, I mean, there's a 12 to 15 foot cliff, right? I mean, the culvert was just washing out.
Right.
It's repaired correctly.
Repaired correctly.
Good.
We had equipment here. We had the rock here. Everything was taken care of, and within 3 hours, it was taken care of. It was amazing.
Well, that's sometimes you have to do that.
And I made that call on my own, and I apologize.
You did get with me right away.
It was emergency. I saw that.
Yeah. And so, but I I think that, like I said, the equipment was there, the rock was there, and it probably would have even taken more money if we had waited or.
Right.
But as long as it's done right, Ben, have you been up in that area lately?
Yeah, not since the repair. I know exactly the area, and I saw the pictures and know exactly from the washout over the winter it needed to be done.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, that was one of those target areas from last year too. Anyway, so I'm glad that got done. That was one thing that Paul saw too, which is it worked out good.
I still have that map if anybody wants to look at it, where the troubled areas are.
Yeah, we'll
we thought it was good.
Yeah, we'll need to review that from time to time and see what progress we can make. Okay. Paula, thanks for your report.
Before he goes, we got the fish in, right?
The fish is in.
The fish are in. And,
fish is in. Okay, good.
And I got the biggest one already. I already ate it. 4 inches. It was about 8 pounds.
He was standing there when it was being offloaded. Oh, let me help with that one.
Yeah, I took it out of the net. No, 350 approximately.
Pounds.
They weren't 6 to 8. They were more like 10 to 12. Good-sized fish, but about 350 of them. And the last I checked, we've only had one floater. So don't tell everybody. What was that?
How much did that fish weigh you caught, Paul?
Eight pounds.
8 pounds. You know, Paul, you were just baptized. Be careful.
Sound like a fish story?
Sounds like a fish story, all right.
I'll send you pictures. I got pictures. Well, I shouldn't send pictures. Incriminate myself.
No, everybody will be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do have one comment, Paul. Sometimes a man has to make a snap decision like that. I would not want you to be afraid to make a necessary decision.
I think that was a good move you have to do.
If it was something that would have cost a few $1,000s, I probably would have waited. But this was, everybody was in their positions at the right time, and it just worked out great.
Good job.